Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Start ya. Citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year groove. Well, all right. You hear any noise? Ain't nobody but me and the boys. Get down. Hit it, fellas. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boot, doing the bump. Hustle on over here.
Thank you.
head about time. Free your mind and come fly with me. It's hit on the mothership.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, and who raised up the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who indeed is his messenger. And we further thank Allah for blessing us with the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan as our divine reminder, leader, teacher, and guide. And it is my distinct honor, privilege, and pleasure to greet all of you once again in our greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And welcome back, everyone, to Conscious Black Nation. And I hope I didn't make an error of any kind, but some of you appear to have been on the lines for a significant amount of time, and I looked and I know the show was scheduled for 8 o'clock, so I don't know why you all were holding so long, but thank you for your patience. But our show does begin promptly at 8 p.m. and thank you so much for joining us. And so without further ado, it is my distinct privilege and honor to present our host, my dear brother, Kareem the Communicator. It's not anything that this man doesn't do. He does videos and oils and health and science and history and literature, and he teaches and he sings and wow. But most of all, he's a dear friend and a beloved brother of mine, Kareem Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And how are you again this evening, Queen Aziza?
I am blessed by Allah's grace. I'm losing my voice for some reason, but Allah is sufficient. I'm still here.
All praise is due to Allah. And I want to thank you very, very much for that wonderful presentation, and I pray Allah that I can continue in my striving to live up to those accolades. All praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I must open, as always, in the correct manner, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who came to us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, to whom all praise is due. And in the name of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, indeed the Exalted Christ, and in the name of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, our divine reminder, he who is carrying the mantle of Masih or Messiah at this time, I greet everyone in the listening audience. Again, you, Queen Aziza, member of the panel, with the greeting words of peace and paradise. We say it in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
And thank you, thank you. All right, so anyone that knows how we do it here. Okay, I'm getting an echo.
Is somebody on speakerphone?
Okay, shouldn't be. Okay, there it goes.
Okay.
And as I was saying, anybody that knows us here at Nation Building Movement, here on Conscious Black Nation, we don't waste any time. We get right into our subjects. Our subject tonight, our topic tonight, we're going to have some fun tonight. Real fun. We're going to deal with some music. But we're also going to get into really understanding what has happened or what is contained in this music. Also, why the government itself works hard at keeping this knowledge from us and has even changed the face and the scope of the music, or what they call music, that they allow to be given to the public, because they do understand the power of that which we call music. Our topic tonight is Mothership Connection, Hidden Truth, and we're going to get into that in just a moment. But before we go all the way in, I would like to have our panelist present himself. So, front and center, soldier.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you, Brother Kareem Muhammad, for allowing me to once again be present on your wise and powerful show. And, of course, tonight I'm in love with the topic and loving the music even more, even though that's a little bit, even before my time, a little bit to understand it, but now I understand it completely. But once again, I thank you. And I'm honored, and it's my pleasure to be here. And also thank you, Sister Queen, for inviting me on the show. And let me start in a proper manner. Mm-hmm. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that he appeared in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the Great Mahdi. I further bear witness that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the Exalted Christ, and I bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is their divine warner, disciple, and comforter in our midst in this times of trials and tribulations in this great and dreadful day of judgment. It is in their three names that I greet all of you, the listening audience, the panel, and the ones who may listen to the archive show, in the greeting words of peace and paradise. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam,
sir.
Okay. All right. So without further ado, we're going to go right in. We're going to start, of course, with our scripture. Those of you who have them in front of you, we're starting in the Holy Quran Sharif, Maulana Muhammad Ali translation. Surah or chapter 7, ayat or verse 54, in which it states, "Surely your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 periods, and he is established on the throne of power. He makes the night cover the day, which he pursues incessantly, and he created the sun and the moon and the stars, made subservient by his command. Surely his is the creation and the command. Blessed is Allah, the Lord of the worlds." Then you want to go to Surah 11, or chapter 11, ayat, or verse 7, in which it states, "And he it is who created the heavens and the earth in 6 periods, and his throne of power is ever on water, that he might manifest the good qualities in you. Whoever of you is best indeed. And if thou sayest, you shall surely be raised up after death, those who disbelieve say, this is nothing but clear deceit." And finally, Surah or chapter 69, ayat or verse 17, in which it states, "And the angels will be on its sides, and above them 8 will bear that day thy Lord's throne of power." Sadaq Allah, surely Allah speaks the truth. We seek refuge in Allah against the accursed shaitan. Finally, we want to go to the Bible. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 2 through 6, and wherein it states, "O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. All right. So now that we've shared our scripture, like I said, we're going to get into this. And I want to let you all know, everyone that's listening, please prepare for the musical journey that's designed to make you gyrate, motivate, and levitate. I am your humble guide, Kareem the Communicator. This is Conscious Black Nation. And the song that you just heard at the opening of the show, any of you who are from my generation, I mean, I don't have any problem telling my age. I'm 54 years old. You remember the group? They are called Parliament. They were also known as Parliament Funkadelic. I want to give you just a little information, a little history on them. Before they were known as Parliament, they were known strictly as Funkadelic. They put out albums with titles like America Eats Its Young, Standing on the Verge of Getting It On. And if you listen to anybody that listened to any of those songs, if you were to listen to them today with a clear mind, with a clear head, you would find very strong political messages in them. Dare I say, when they moved into the realm of the music that you just heard, Parliament, there were even spiritual messages in there. But it was hidden. It was covered. Because for them to just come right out at that time and admit or say what had to be said openly, they just never would have survived during that time. So they wrote it in code. As many of the young individuals who are in hip-hop are doing today, but then also we got soldiers out there, both men and women, who are just coming hardcore straight on. Of course, they don't get the airplay. They're not on the radio. You don't get to hear them. But what we're going to do tonight, because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in the time and what must be done, during these last weeks has been covering the mother plane, the mothership. He has talked about this. Individuals have sat back, and I've looked at some of the comments, and I've heard some of the people that have actually been listening to the broadcast and talk with him, and they listen, but there's still some of them not convinced. Well, let's ask the question here, and this is also in our group of questions tonight, but just to kind of preamble it, I mean, why is it that individuals will pay more attention to entertainers? Why is it that individuals will listen to music, and you can get a message across in music, but when someone is coming to you who loves you and straight, it's hard for individuals to pay attention to that. But we're going to get into that later. So now the first song that we listen to is entitled Mothership Connection. And anybody that's familiar with the song should remember the lyrics. What I'm going to do is I'm going to very briefly play just a little bit of it again, and then we're going to get into our discussion as we break down these lyrics. And there it is. Okay. Now just listen very carefully.
Well, all right. Start ya. Citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year groove. Well, all right. You hear the noise? Ain't nobody but me and the boy.
All right, so like I said, we just went back into it. Now, some of the lyrics that you heard, for example, he said he called himself Starchild. This is the main character in this music, in these stories that are being told. by George Clinton and his group, Parliament. Well, let's look at that term, Star Child. Now, anyone that has watched any of the popular movies that have been out recently, if you're familiar with Superman, okay, Superman, of course, comes from somewhere else, out in space, another planet, and this is an individual who has extraordinary powers. Okay, well, on Earth, he's called Clark Kent, but on his home planet, his name is Kal-El. That's his real name. You may say, well, why are we discussing this? Just listen, just hold on. Well, Kal-El is translated, quote unquote, as Star Child. So think about that. He calls himself Star Child. Okay, but this is a brother now. Now, just to go over some of the things that I've gone into with this in Mothership Connection, these are some of the things it says. For example, he says, let me put on my sunglasses so I can see what I'm doing. Now, if not understanding, not knowing the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, not having studied and not honestly having gone deep into these things like I've had the pleasure to, that might seem like a backward statement. Let me put on my sunglasses so I can see what I'm doing. But when we understand that the sun up in the sky, all right, provides us with light, heat, and vitamins for us to live, just as that physical sun in the sky does, in the Holy Quran, it describes Muhammad, the Muhammad of the Quran, he who comes in this time, the time of the resurrection, as a light-giving sun, S-U-N, not S-O-N. So here, and some may say this is a stretch, but just bear with me, here when he says, let me put on my sunglasses, he means, because we know that glasses are used to be able to see, to help us when our eyes are not able to quite focus, so we put on glasses. So here, this individual, Star Child, is talking about the fact that he needs to put on a set of glasses, sunglasses, in other words, that are given to him by the sun, that spiritual sun, that one who comes in the last days, who is raised in the last days to bring us that message of God, to free us, so he can see what he's doing. In other words, let me identify what's going on, and if I'm wrong, let me correct it. That's how I see that. And, of course, I want people to chime in and let me know. They also make the statement, he says, you have overcome, for I am here. But if we notice in the Bible, when Moses asked God, who should I tell them sent me? He said, I am that I am. Well, like I say, he made the statement, you have overcome, meaning the people that have been oppressed, you have overcome, for I am, meaning God, is here. And, of course, if you remember, part of the hook, as it's called, or the verses, or the chorus in the song, it goes, swing down, sweet chariot, stop, let me ride. Well, I remember that song, not that I did attend church with my grandmother and people like that, but in the church I used to hear them sing that. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. So this is where they're going with that. That's why they say, swing down, sweet chariot, stop, and let me ride. But they're making reference, if you look at the album cover, they've got a picture of what is commonly called the UFO on the album cover. But they are making reference to all these things, but they put it in time with what was to be considered at that time contemporary music, and it was played on every radio station. It was played in all the clubs and the dance halls. So this information was steadily being put in and programmed into people's minds, even though they didn't know it. All it really takes is someone who understands it and can bring it, and it'll help bring people up. And in that same manner, the music of today needs to be cleaned up to do the same thing. finally, he makes it, well, not finally, but he makes a statement that says, doing it to you in 3D, so good is good to me. Well, wow, what does that mean? What could that possibly mean? Well, if you understand something, what we consider to be reality, we are living in three dimensions, width, height, and depth. Anything that doesn't have width, height, and depth, we don't consider, quote unquote, real. It has no reality to it. But what we consider real, people, cars, objects, even a piece of paper, has width, height, and depth. So that's the 3D. So it's, in other words, I'm doing this in real time, in the real world. And he says it's so good, it's good to him. Well, of course, I want to do that which is right. And when I do that which is right, it's good to me, it's also good for me. And finally, in that particular song, there's, because we don't have time to go into all the lyrics, but I'm just sharing some things to give some ideas for people to think about. Lastly, he says, one of the lines in the song says, when you hear Gabriel's horn blow, you better be ready to go. Well, anybody that has any knowledge of the end time in the last days knows that that's what people are taught in the church. Also in Quran, that Gabriel or Jibril, he has a trumpet. He blows his horn. That will be the signal for, quote unquote, the rapture. That will be the signal for the end time and for God's people to be collected. So now, having shared that, before we go any further, I'm going to come to you, Brother Reginald. You there?
Sir, yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, sir.
All right. I hope I didn't lose anybody on this, you know. But like I said, we're going to get into the subject. And so my first question is this. In your view, of what value is music in our mission?
All praises be to Allah, and thank you for the question. Well, I am a strong advocate of music. I love music. I have my favorite genres, but, you know, instruments and the sound of music, it crosses all borders, and it's universal. It's a universal frequency that also has what is on the wheel. It has a healing power. And in doing my daily studies and research, I tend to listen to a lot of the lectures by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I've noticed through me listening to it that I retain the information well, but when I put a melodic sound or jazz or some type of instrumental music behind it, and it's usually without the words. I try to never include the words with it. I noticed that my retention of what was said in the lecture comes out just that much more clear, and it also keeps me focused on the message at hand. And what better way to enjoy absolute truth with the sound of music, or the sound of a beat, or the sound of jazz, something that, you know, us as black people, you know, we always have been the type of people that will move, especially by the drum beat. Because, you know, if any of us remember in Roots, you know, Kunta Kinte, who was a Muslim, just to throw that as a side note, who was a Muslim, he was told, okay, at this particular hour, right after his child was born, he was told at this particular hour by another slave, we're going to play the sound of the drum. And when you hear this sound of the drum, that means that we're going on to get our freedom. So that is just one example. And you also mentioned earlier that, you know, 3D, you mentioned is width, depth, and height. It also can correspond with the periods of time. And that could be the past, present, and future. Those are the three-dimensional periods of time that we live in now, and we have been fortunate that now all of a sudden the people are awakening. The consciousness of the people are heightening due to the fact that we are in that period where the truth is being expounded on all levels, you know, especially, in particular, with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who is exposing truth, and he is also a wonderful and dynamic musician. In the Bible, David the Psalmist, he also was a musician. And when he played for the king on his harp, you know, that made the king kind of submissive to his torture that he put out towards the people. So music is definitely, it is a positive, is a positive attribute to go along with any form of spirituality, to go along with any form of awakening the masses of the people to consciousness. Because if we all know, rap started out as a conscious type of genre of music. Then it kind of went south because of the you know, the exploitation of our talents and our gifts in music by the ones who control the media and control that industry. But it is coming back. We have brothers in the FOI. We have sisters in the FOI. We have brothers and sisters worldwide who are now starting to put their messages back in music, such as the great late Bob Marley did, who awakened us so consciously and spiritually with his 420 hertz acoustic and powerful guitar playing and that reggaeton beat. So I just say that, you know, music is definitely a very, very vital part of our spirituality, and we have to continue to feed our minds with positive things and things that will continue to raise our consciousness, because in this day and time, as Jesus said, the truth will not set you free, but the truth will make you free. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much, Brother Reggie. Queen Aziza.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. All praises due to Allah. And I want to pose that question to you also, of what value is music in our mission?
Wow, that is a very powerful tool in our mission. I think it was said that Adolf Hitler once said that if you wanted to reach young people or motivate them, you would have to use music. And there's an old saying, you know, me being a singer myself, it says we can't all talk together, but we can certainly all sing together. So music is that unifying force, as Brother Reginald said, is universal. And so the message that we have to get out to our people is life-saving and life-giving. And one of the key ways to communicate with our people is through music. We have been so conditioned in involving ourselves in sport, in play. And, you know, music was often used to pacify or soothe the soul, so to speak. Even today, it's just part of our nature. Even in Africa, it's still used. I tell the story all the time how in my father's village, when there's discord amongst the villagers in Kazarani, known as Kazimir in Kenya, the elders will still, you know, beat the drum and call a meeting. Well, the drum has a significant meaning. It means that everybody is going to be on the same accord. Everybody's going to be moving to the same beat. And at the end of it all, everybody's going to have a common understanding about whatever that situation is. So music is the heartbeat if you would, of the sane mind or the insane mind, depending on how it's used. So it could go either way. But for us who are on a mission to save our people, it is vital that conscious music comes back and dominates the scene, because we are losing our youth, and particularly every day. But then, you know, when I was coming up, youth was like 18 to 20, well, like 10 to 25 or something like that. Now, with the maturity level being, how can I put it, the maturity level has fallen so low that some of our 35 and 40-year-olds are still rocking to nonsense. You can see them bopping down the street to nonsense type of music. And whether you believe it or not, music has a very significant influence on our lives, on our behavior. You know, what we listen to can pretty much identify our personality. You know, it's the difference between fun music and music that affects the mind. And when you have these lyricists out here that are putting nonsense out, once you continue that, it becomes a part of your fiber, and you have to be very careful because it's hypnotizing. And a lot of people don't realize that about music. But me being a singer myself, I mean, I've seen it where, and, you know, I'm not trying to be vulgar or anything like that, but you can sing a song and it can arouse you, you know, or it can arouse an audience or something like that, you know, because I've seen that happen with me in the nightclubs back in the day. So music is powerful. It can be used for good or evil, brother. And that's my response.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. And we're going to go to the phones in just a moment. But to bear witness to what you just shared, when you were talking about Hitler, you are absolutely correct. And the statement that he made was this. He said, Hitler said that if you want to control the nation, you have to control the youth. And if you want to control the youth, you must control the music. I mean, and just bearing witness to what you said, you're absolutely 100% correct. It's vital. So that having been said, we have anyone on the phones? Queen Aziza, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I was on mute, just talking my head off. Okay.
Yeah, that's
all right. Those of you who are calling in and you have a question or a comment, please press 1 on your dial pad. And we do have one question from Lynn in the chat room. And she wanted to know, was any member of Parliament Funkadelic a member of the Nation of Islam?
That's a very good question. As far as I know, there was only one individual, and I honestly don't know his quote-unquote real name, you know, his full name, but there was a member of the group called Fuzzy Haskins. Okay, I believe he was a keyboardist. And to my knowledge, he was the only one who was officially a member of the Nation of Islam at any given time. Now, the rest of them were quite aware of the teachings, as you can see in the music that they produced. So, I mean, but like I said, and anybody that knows better, they can correct me, please do. But as far as I know, the only one who was actually ever a member of a registered member of the Nation of Islam was Fuzzy Haskins.
Okay. There you have it. All right. No other questions yet, Brother Kareem.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but in the Google chat room, they partying. They make a request talking about flashlighting.
You know what? I'm glad you said
they
that
so
because
goofy.
I'm glad you said it because I would let them know like this. Tonight, we're not doing requests. However, I'm glad they – see what you think about this, though. They asked for the song Flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pick that song as one that we're going to go into and decipher. But, again, there's a song. Just real quick, if you notice the hook, as it's called, or the chorus, you and I know about that. It said, everybody has a little light under the sun. In the church, they used to say, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
That's right. Come on.
It said, everybody's got a little light under the sun. Okay? What are they talking about? We're talking about that same sun. So that means if I'm feeding from that same spiritual sun, from that same source of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, then the light of God that's in me will shine and it'll grow and grow and it will positively affect those around me. So we're not going to do Flashlight tonight.
Are you going to do Atomic Dog? Because I just got a request for Atomic Dog. And you know what?
We're not doing Atomic Dog because we're moving toward God, not dog. We want the reverse of dog. We want God. But thank you for
He's an Omega. That's what happens when you're an Omega. He don't know no better. He all right. I'm just playing with you. You know I love you, but you know who I'm talking about.
That's right. We will have no Omegas on the phone when alphas are present. No, I'm just kidding.
Come on. You better teach. You better teach.
Go ahead now. Go ahead. All right. What we're going to do is now okay, go ahead. You were saying something?
No, sir.
That's an alpha thing.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. Because I've got my board up now, and okay. I guess they decided they didn't want to say something. That's all right. Okay. We're gonna get into our second song. We're not gonna play it. It's another long song, but we're not gonna play the whole entire song. We're just gonna play enough of it to for you to get into the groove. As they say, or as we say. And I'm sure you recognize this one.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is...
Make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut.
I want to get funked up.
Now this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. Sir Lollipop Man.
All right. Now, having heard those lyrics, if you notice at the beginning, he says, good evening, okay? So he's telling you that it's nighttime. It's a time where light is absent. He's telling you, he says, do not attempt to adjust your radio. In other words, you don't need to do that because, first of all, even if you tried, you wouldn't know how. He says, we are bringing you this special show. Now notice, he said, we are bringing you this special show. And we will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. In other words, we're going to take control. of your mind, of your situation. He said, until you are grooving. Well, we all know that if we're talking about music or partying or whether grooving to mean you're moving to the beat, as Queen Aziza said just a few minutes ago, everybody moving in the same groove, to the same beat, moving in the same direction. But are you moving in the direction? Are you moving to the groove that God wants you to move to? Are you moving in a righteous manner? So that's what he's talking about when he says this. And then now, here is, if you will, I've taken a little liberty as far as here's how I see the rest of the lyrics. He says, welcome to Station, it says, welcome to Station T-R-U-T-H, better known as N-O-I, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the intelligent brothers, revealers of celestial music, pure truth, uncut truth, the bomb. Coming to you directly from the mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 24 billion miles of pure thought power. So rise up, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. And me, my name is Muhammad, alias the Righteous Brother. My motto is, make my truth the pure truth. I want my truth uncut. Make my truth the sure truth. I want to be raised up. I want the bomb. I want the pure truth. I want my truth uncut. Make my truth the pure truth. So now, having said that, I'm going to come again to you, Brother Reginald.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, having heard those lyrics, you know, the way it's given in the song, saying like I was saying earlier when we first started, like I said, if they would have just come right out, two things really. One, they would have been stopped outright. But the second thing is, because of the condition of the minds of the, then, you know, I guess it just wouldn't have flowed. It wouldn't have been something that they would have been interested in hearing, because they used the term funk. But all you really have to do to get the understanding of it is replace the word funk with the word truth.
Okay.
So that having been said, I'll say the transliteration that I did of those lyrics, you know, in your view, what do you think of that?
Wow. Man, thank you for the question, Brother Kareem. I think that those lyrics, wow, man, you know, I remember listening to the song, and when I was, I'd say around about 4 or 5, and I only listened to the song to enjoy the awesome beat. But now that I hear the lyrics being said now, all praises be to Almighty God Allah. You know, he's allowed me to be introduced to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. It's all coming the full 360-degree circle now. So when he says, make my funk the P-funk, make my truth the absolute, the only truth that there is. And he one thing I heard also in that lyric, he mentioned the Milky Way galaxy. Well, we all know that we are gods and goddesses of the universe, not just the planet Earth, because we are the cream of the planet Earth. Yes, indeed, we are that. But we are gods and goddesses of the universe, the galaxies. We put the sun up there. We put the moon, the stars. We did all of that, and all of that is submissive to us. So for him to be so in touch, in tune with the exalted Christ and his teachings, in that period of time, it is quite astounding that our people really were not or hedged against the complete depth in understanding what was being submitted to us. Because, man, I thought rap was the first form of spiritual or enlightening or awakening music that we had as a black nation. But, man, this predates all of that. And really, it is rap. It is rap in a musical form or in a different style. So those lyrics, to me, they really correspond and they confirm completely the absolute truth that Master Farad Muhammad, Allah in person, brought to us. And the most honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of things like the size of the planet, the circumference, the speed at which the earth rotates, the inhabitants of the planets, the stars, the red star and the blue star, the mothership. All of those lyrics are just confirming it, in my humble opinion. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir. Thank you very, very much. And on that note, I mean, just that's why we're going to get into talking about lyrics even more in depth. But you notice, like I said, one of the lines that he uses is he says, "While we do it to you in your eardrums." Okay, well, we know that we listen to music. Well, in the scripture, if I'm not mistaken, there's a place where it says that faith cometh by hearing, and that by the word of the Lord. Am I mistaken, brother?
Sir, you are correctly right.
So again, like I say, it wasn't like they didn't know. They simply put it in a form where, I mean, because people were on the, like I say, and even right now to today, you got individuals that they have a following. You know, we used to call ourselves Funketeers, okay? But now I'm going to come to the Queen. Queen Aziza.
Oh, Lord. Yes, sir.
No, I'm not going to. First, I was going to ask you, do we have any more questions? I know we probably got a lot of requests out there. Do we have any questions or comments?
No, people, they jamming tonight. They think we having a party. They jamming. They sitting up there talking about Four Corners, the prep. They talking about all these dances. Yeah, they in a different zone.
But if they think about it, Four Corners. Okay. When you getting things together, or when you got it together, it says you're gonna be standing on your what, your square?
Yes, sir.
And a square has four sides and four corners. Okay, so
absolutely.
So even in dances, right? Even in the dances and in the music, during that time, even though a lot of us got into a lot of foolishness still, but even in the dances and the music, the message, the positive message was getting through, even though it was hidden truth. And like I said, we're going to get into the fact of how and why the government hides this from us, why it's even necessary, or it was necessary for them during that time to put it in music of that way. I remember one point in time attending a lecture that was given by Student Minister Akbar Muhammad, the international representative, and he made this statement. He said, "You all won't listen to a man of God preaching." He said, "But you'll go somewhere and spend good money to watch a man in a diaper." And if you've ever been to a Parliament concert, you would see individuals coming out on stage in huge diapers. This was before the Depends and everything came out. But Queen Aziza, so since I have you here, I want to present that question to you, and then I'm going to double back to Brother Reginald. But my question is the way that I took those words or took those lyrics,
mm-hmm,
and transpose certain words, I mean, now, how effective do you think that is? I mean, what do you think of my translation? Let me ask you that.
Oh, I think your translation matched perfectly. But historically, you know, the, how can I put it, the spicing up or changing of lyrics has more historical factor. And the historical factor of that is that when we were in the fields as slaves.
Come on now. Come on.
We had subliminal messages in our music. When they would sing Steal Away, that means that someone made it to freedom
after escaping.
So that was a way of letting the people know that the loved one had actually, you know, arrived in the north safely or whatever, wherever they were going. So there's always been hidden messages in our music, but we've only had to hide our music since we've been here.
That's right.
So that's another way of our creation, our creative ways, and how it has manifested in music, because, as you know, it wasn't really until the 1970s where we really could express ourselves. The only musicians that were allowed to express themselves were those who were considered not on the main circuit, but they were on the chitlin circuit. And so they
right.
were playing in the back rooms and in the swamps in the South, and so they would not get a lot of public recognition, but they very well monitored the music of, so like the Nicholas Brothers or Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie, Duke Ellington. They did not necessarily dwell in those genres of conscious music because they were too much in the spotlight. So they played the white man's music. But in our culture, in our second nature of self, we have that ability, just like with language, just like Ebonics. You know, we have our own language. And so not only are we creative, but we also have a way of bringing music to life. Because I remember the Little Richard story. And there was a part in there where he said that they have Pat Boone on their stereo, but they're listening. They got my record up under their pillow because this is the one they listen to when their parents are not home.
Definitely.
So we as black people have a great impact on how we, in our culture, influence music. Same thing with Bob Marley. Bob Marley said he never came to the United States until the latter part of his career because he did not think that America would like his music, and that was because of what he heard about blacks in America and how, you know, we had been so programmed. And then he came over and saw just a sea of black people because he was speaking conscious music. And it wasn't that we were not aware. We just didn't have the exposure. So when he came, he had a massive audience of followers that loved his music, black and white, because it was really about the music, which has a very universal language. And even white people will rock to something that they don't even necessarily believe in, but they'll rock to it. You know, they'll rock to it because they like the music. You know, same thing they did with Michael Jackson. I can go on and on. You know, I'm not going to get into his skin color, but they loved Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because
of his musical ability. And when he got on stage, they no longer saw color. They just saw this amazing talent. And he could have been singing about hanging crackers from a tree, and he did it so well, the white folks would have been rocking to him. So,
yes, ma'am.
I mean, that's just our natural ability. So that's my comment on that.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah. So while I have you here, and then like I said, I'm gonna reverse it. So our second question is this, and you really already answered it, but I'd like you to expand on it a little more. Our second question is how important are lyrics in music? I mean, if it's got a good beat, and like you say, people hear it and they'll rock to it. Like you were just saying, Michael could have been singing about anything, but if it's got a good beat, so. With knowing the power that music has to hypnotize, as you said earlier, How important are the lyrics?
Oh, lyrics are vital. Lyrics can give life or bring death. If you remember back in the day, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I could very well be wrong, I don't know if it was N.W.A. or someone of that nature, or was it Tupac or somebody like that, made a song called Cop Killer, and they had Dolores Tucker and all of them screaming and hollering about the violence of the music and things of that nature. Music is powerful. Absolutely powerful, very influential. And that's why it's critical what we allow our children to listen to. Because one day you wake up and your child is saying something you never thought of, never taught, never believed in. Where are they getting it from? And a lot of people, first thing they want to do, oh, you hanging around those bad children at school. No, it's what he's listening to on the radio. Music has a very powerful influence. And so we have to be responsible in what we allow out into the atmosphere.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
The things that they should censor, they don't. You know, there's some things that they should censor, they don't. Because, see, when they're talking about sex and being disrespectful to women and things of that nature, they don't have a problem with that. But they have a problem with get educated, you know, get off the white man's plantation. Let Chuck D and them come out with something like that. Oh, it's gangster music. It's gangster rap.
Can't you?
You know, but if you're talking about getting naked and acting a fool and smoking weed and killing your homeboy, you know, because, see, they ain't said nothing about the gangster, so-called gangster rappers when they talking about going down the street doing the drive-by. In their own neighborhood, they have a problem with that. They have a problem until they came out with Cop Killer. And it's the same history they have with crack cocaine. Crack cocaine wasn't a problem until it showed up on Wall Street.
Come on.
As long as it was in a black neighborhood, everybody was cool. But now when it crosses over, which music will always cross over, now it's a problem. So that's my response.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah, and thank you. Thank you very much for your response. And just what you're saying, I mean, two artists, they're hip hop artists. One is our brother Cam. All right. And the other one is Paris, both off of the West Coast. And Cam is out of Watts. Paris is out of Oakland, but on the CD by Paris called Hard Truth Soldiers, Volume 1, there's a song on there called Ain't No Love. And in that song, they make mention of that very same thing, doing it. And basically what Cam says is, talk about killing crackers on the record, then you racist. Talk about killing brothers, then you going places. You know, so, I mean, absolutely. Brother Reginald.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm posing that same question to you, my brother. I mean, you know, I know you also expressed on it, but I'd like you to expand on your answer. You know, how important are lyrics in the music?
Wow, thank you for that question, Brother Kareem. I'm going to start with some personal experiences first and foremost. You know, around about this time last year, I was home in my hometown of Tampa, Florida. And I remember, you know, riding in the car with my grandchildren. And they, of course, were listening to tunes and songs that come that are played on the radio. And side note, you know, the songs that are played on the radio now would not have been allowed to be played on the radio when I was growing up, or at least we didn't hear them played on the radio, not in my hometown. So, but I think of one song that really made me cringe to the point that I couldn't even listen to music that I around my children. And a lot of you young people who are listening, you remember the song called I don't even want to repeat the title of the song. It was so bad, but it was by 2 Chainz, Drake, ASAP Rocky, and Kendrick Lamar. Problems, you know. Those who know what I'm talking about, they know what I'm talking about. And they claimed how, you know, they love girls and they got a problem, and you know, that's their problem. They love them so much. And, you know, it was very explicit lyrically. But the children somehow can listen to that song, the lyrics of that song, and they will sing every lyric in the song. But when it comes to that part that has the explicit lyrics or the curse words or the foul language, they somehow have mastered how to train their mind to skip over that and non-verbally not speak or say that lyric. So that means that it's in their subconscious. That means even though they're not verbally saying it, but they are hearing it. So that means that lyrics are so powerful that they go into your subconscious and they permeate your subconscious. That's why although we say, oh, I like that song because of the beat, but I don't like the lyrics. Well, that's kind of good to say if you only understood what the subconscious mind can do. See, the subconscious mind picks up what the conscious mind does not pick up. So lyrically, when you hear a song of foul nature, then the subconscious mind will replay and give you an image that you don't even recognize, but it will come be a part of your very own psyche in the future, in the short or in the long term. So lyrics are so important, and that's why they always have, before they put on the radio, they tell the rappers, they tell the singers or whatever, look, you have to make a clean version. It's a clean version versus an explicit version. If you go to YouTube, you can always look for a song and you say, okay, I want the clean version. Okay, I want the explicit version. But that's because of the lyrics. That's because of the importance that the lyrics have on your mind. But when you're listening to conscious music, when you're listening to spiritual music, when you're listening to gospel music, when you're listening to jazz, when you're listening to those types of things that have uplifting lyrics in it, that too permeates the subconscious. That too affects the psyche. And it's like training your mind to think and act straight, because when you train your mind to think and act accordingly to the will and the ways of Almighty God, Allah, then you will notice that your body will follow your mind. So that's why lyrics are so important, because the effect that it has on the subconscious, the words themselves, rather. And most of the time, since we are here in America, I will go ahead and be specific. It's the English or the Ebonic words that we hear, or lyrics that we hear in these songs. And even it's not just rap. It's R&B sometimes, and it's never, very, very rarely neo-soul, because those are the three main genres of music that, you know, that are on the scene today. R&B, neo-soul, and hip-hop. Very few rappers are out there except for those who are consciously rapping. So the lyrics play a very important part, Brother Kareem, in my humble opinion, on the subconscious, and it permeates the psyche, and it will lead you to a way of either positivity or negativity, depending on the individual of what he or she chooses to listen to. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir. All right. So we're going to get into our third song here. Again, it's Parliament. You know, that's what we're dealing with right now tonight. So just give a listen here. Like I said, we're not going to play the entire song. We're going to play enough of it so that we can actually, again, do some positive things or clarify the lyrics. All right. And that song from the CD or the album, if you're getting vinyl, The Clones of Dr. Funkenstein, again, Parliament. You heard those lyrics? Now let's go in and let's tear those lyrics apart and see what they really mean. Let's see the hidden truth in it. It says, we are children of production, produced in conjunction with the urgency of Master Farad Muhammad. In his wisdom, he forenotion the shortcomings of your condition, so the FOI and the MGT were designed. We're going to blow the cobwebs out of your mind. It says, we are deeper, as a matter of fact, it says, we're a flawless testimony to the attainment of the people endowed with the semen of true groove. Then they say we're a biological time bomb exploding in a time zone when almost everyone is out of time. Well, quite naturally, yes, we understand when we take Dr. Funkenstein out of this, okay, and put Master Farad Muhammad in it, it opens it up, it broadens the understanding. Because here is God in person, Allah in person. He comes and it says he foreknowed, meaning he already knew the condition that the people are in, not were in, are in. And that being the case, he set up two classes, the FOI class and the class for the MGT GCC. FOI being Fruit of Islam, which is the name given to the military training of men who belong to Islam in North America. And he set up MGT GCC, which is Muslim Girls Training and General Civilizations class. Why? Because he knew he was coming to an uncivilized people, both male and female, and that we would have to be resurrected. Well, how are we to be resurrected? Because he produced, if you notice, they call it, they say in the song, in the original lyrics to the song, they say, so we the clones were designed. Well, if you look at that word clone, when something is cloned, it's not an offspring. It's not like your child. But you are actually taking something that already exists, and from usually what they say is one cell of it, you reproduce an exact copy, if you will, of that individual. So in this sense, we're talking about God. So God doesn't clone himself, but what he does is, with his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, he can actually place himself in another human being or human beings. He can reproduce himself in other human beings, his mind, his power. And when the FOI and the MGT are moving according to the restrictive law, or moving with an understanding of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, 100%, then yes, it becomes easy to blow the cobwebs out of the mind of the people. Now, cobweb, what is that? Well, a cobweb is a leftover spider web. It becomes called a cobweb when it's been up there, the spider's no longer there, the spider has died. So we're talking about something that once had life, but now the life is gone from it. So you have the remnants of that up, and basically all the cobweb does is collect dust. So it's our job as the FOI and the MGT, with the mind of Master Farad Muhammad, with the mind that's being given to us and being grown by the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as given to us by the reminder, the Honorable Minister, Student Minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, pardon me, to go out and help to resurrect the minds of the people. Moving forward on that, notice they make this statement. It says, we are deeper than the motion, deeper than the notion that the world was flat when it was round. Well, who were the people who thought and believed that the world was flat? It certainly wasn't us. It certainly wasn't the original people. We knew that the planet was round. It was the Caucasian. They were the ones that believed that the world was flat. And on that type of thinking, they actually moved out, got into motion. They had that notion or that thought in their mind, and with that thought in their mind, they actually moved out with that thinking, that incorrect thinking, but they were able to conquer the planet. Then that you notice they say, we're a flawless testimony to the attainment of the people. The people, what people? The original people. It says endowed with the semen of true groove. Well, wait a minute, not getting vulgar. Semen is the source of new life. So it's talking about individuals who are actually able to breathe life into the world. And then finally, they make the statement and say, we're a biological time bomb. Biological mean living. It says exploding in a time zone where almost everyone is out of time. Well, yeah, almost everyone is out of time. The only ones who aren't out of time are those who are submitting their will to do the will of Almighty God, Allah. So now I'm going to come to you, Brother Reginald.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Now, what I just shared, again, I'll say like my translation of those lyrics. All right. That being the foundation and the backdrop, we're going to get to question number three. And question number three is this. So we've talked about the power of music. You and Queen Aziza both have shared excellently, you know, how music is able to move people and control people. So that being the case, that means that those who are in what we call the what entertainment industry, would you agree that they got a lot of power?
Oh, sir, yes, sir. In fact, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm leaving the question.
I'm just saying, I'm gonna let you get into it, so I want to ask the question. So here's the question. Do people listen to entertainers before they will listen to a pastor, teacher, or a minister?
Wow. Thank you for the question, Brother Kareem. Well, I can't put everybody in that category.
Right,
because,
I understand.
Because many are called, but only a few are chosen. And God, Allah grants us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in degrees. So we all come into our own realization of our true spiritual essence at different times. So I put a video out today on Facebook, as a matter of fact, that showed a four-year-old prophetically saying a prayer, and I put music behind it. But I could imagine that if he's starting off that young and he's been trained in the way that he or she should go, that his liking of a certain style of music will be different than somebody in the world. Even people who are older than that, who have matured and who have testimonies to show that, you know, that God has brought them out of the world, they can't listen to any style of music like they could before they were pulled out of the world. Before we got into the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we all know we may have listened to a different style of music than what we will listen to now. In fact, Brother Nur Muhammad, on one of his lectures, he stated that he was in the car one day trying to listen to the radio, and he just had to turn the channel because he was like, that's not my mission. That's totally against my mission and my dedication to Almighty God, Allah. So we have to we all come into our own at different times, but we must continue to strive to rid ourselves of the music that is not conducive to us dedicating and submitting our will to do the entire will of Almighty God, Allah. And once we do that, then we'll notice that all of a sudden a change takes place, just like the great Sam Cooke said. A change is going to come. We're waiting on that change to come, you know, and that change is going to come. And sometimes that change comes through hearing a special message in a lyric, in a song, hearing someone call out the prayer, you know, in song form, which is a song to me, the call of worship to Allah through prayer. That's a song. It's one of the most beautiful songs that I know. So it all depends, you know. That's kind of a broad question, but I just got to answer it that way, you know, to try to be unbiased against the people who are still in the world listening to those types of songs and those types of lyrics and music and everything. And the powers that be, they control what we hear. They control what we do not hear, as a matter of fact, you know. They control what awards we allow to win. For example, the Grammys, the last Grammys. Do you know that Kendrick Lamar had one of the hottest? He was one of the hottest new upcoming artists in the United States, really worldwide. But we'll just say the United States. But who won? It was a couple of white artists that won, and the reason they won is because they were promoting homosexuality, and that's what gave them the swinging votes that they needed. So this is mockery. This is mockery, and this is just another sign of the mystery Babylon that we live in. You know, so you know, Revelation say, "Come out of her, be not partakers of her sins and plagues." You know, so that means that we got to come out of her completely. Even the idolizing of entertainers that don't want to put out conscious music and help our young and our youth, you know, convey different messages to them so that, you know, they can begin getting truth at a young age, you know. It says train up a child in the way in which they should go. And that training begins in the cradle, and it doesn't stop until the grave. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Thank you for your response. Queen Aziza, I know you're there. Multitasking.
Woo, yes, sir.
I'm gonna ask before I ask you this question. I'm gonna ask again. Does anybody
no
have a comment?
Whatsoever. No, I'm freaking out because I'm like, y'all don't have my question, and I guess everybody's like, oh, we showing up in learning mode tonight. Oh, but we
okay.
do have one. Wait a minute. We do have one. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
As-salamu alaykum, Sister Michelle.
Walaikum salam, ma'am. How are you?
I'm blessed by Allah's grace and permission. And yourself, Queen?
Oh, I'm blessed also, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I have a question over something that I just heard.
Yes, ma'am.
Just wanted a little clarity. So is the brother saying that all the music that's out there, I guess we could exclude gospel music, but all the music that's out there, you know, some of it is just, it's horrible, okay? I understand that, you know. So is he saying that all the music out there shows that if you listen to it, that means that you're still in the world? Because I know our leader, you know, he listens to certain types of music. I know he listens to Chaka Khan, and one of his favorite artists is Stephanie Mills. So I just wanted some clarity, you know, on what the brother was saying, because it came across to me that, you know, he was saying that all people that listen to secular music are still in the world.
Okay, thank you for that question, Sister Michelle, and it was Brother Reggie that gave that answer. No, I think you misunderstood or didn't hear the full answer that I gave. I didn't say that all people of the world only listened to music that was not conducive to their nature or to their righteousness. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I was trying to, you know, stay on the subject of, you know, we're trying to bring the lost sheep to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and in the process we're using music as an avenue to do that. So secular music, I never used that genre, but you would never hear the minister listening to a song, i.e. more money, more problems, or B's ain't nothing but H's and tricks. We would never hear the minister listen to things like that. R&B has its advantages, and it has its not so good advantages in music. For instance, we have songs that strictly deal with sex in R&B. That's not conducive for your child to be listening to, regardless of what faith persuasion he is or isn't. It's not conducive for you who want to do better or want to change. It's not a good genre of music. So no, I was not saying that only gospel music and only positive and righteous music is the only music that people of the world should listen to, but it is the best, in my opinion. You know, the positive, the inspirational, the conscious music, the uplifting music, the music that permeates the soul to the point where you want to do right, to the point that where you want to act right, to the point that you want to submit your will to do the will of Almighty God, whatever name you call him, Jehovah, Jah, Elohim, Atan, Akhenaten, whatever you call him, whatever you want to, all those are titles. But his proper name is Allah, and we should dislike what Allah dislikes, and we should hate what he hates. So if it's a genre of music that is not pleasing to Almighty God, then we should not like that. And you got to call a spade a spade. I'm not the one to sugarcoat and say that, you know, okay, people of the world, it's okay to continue to listen to this music. That's not what a savior does. That's not what a servant of Almighty God does. He doesn't advise people on things of that nature. He tries to be a sign, which is not the real thing, but points to the real thing, and that's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I hope I answered your question, and I'm sorry if I confuse you with my answer. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Queen, okay, Sister Michelle. Yes. Oh, okay. It's my turn.
I was going to say if Sister Michelle, if she if that was sufficient on the answer, but yes, it is your turn.
Yeah, I was calling out to her too, Sister Michelle. Did Brother Richard?
Oh, yes, no, I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I just realized I was
back
on mute. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well.
So did we clarify? Did he clarify that for you, Sister Michelle?
Yes. Well, yeah, kind of, sort of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, praise be to Allah.
Oh,
and yes,
well, I guess I'm the heathen, huh?
Heathen? What is you talking about? That's between you
and
Allah.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I rock to everything. You know, because I'm just... I'll be like Gladys Knight. I don't want to do wrong, but I got to get my groove on, man. I'm sorry. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just keeping it real. But the thing about it is being able to decipher and to not let music control you. You know, there were certain things that, as a mother, I didn't let my children listen to, but there were certain things that I did let them listen to at certain ages because I knew at what level of maturity they were at the time and that it would not impact them. But, you know, we are what they call it, you know, we are part of a rhythm nation. You know, we just have that natural rhythm and desire to groove. And I don't know, maybe I'm being partial because I'm a singer, but, you know, I just think that we don't have to live everything that we see. It's just like watching Halloween 2. You know, I like scary movies, but when I get to watching them, I ain't going to go out and be no serial killer, I promise. You know, so it's all about the influence, but it's really an attack on our youth. And when I say our youth, more so those with youthful minds, which is a nicer way to put those who may not have matured fully yet. You know, the ones that are 45 still thinking they're 25 and they want to, you know, wear their pants sagging and they want to rock the chains and, you know, okay, that's fine. To each his own. But when we start to live out or attempt to live out what we hear, that is a problem. That is a problem. In my hometown, Compton, they blamed every murder, I think, from 1995 to 2005 on gangster rap. And so I'm not one to say whether it is or whether it's not, but I do know that for a very impressionable mind, it is not wise to allow a child under the age of 17, 18, sometimes 20, you know the maturity level of your child, to listen to such things when they're highly influenceable. And so parents, you know, it always trips me out when people get on television, parents get on television talking about, well, you shouldn't play this on TV, you shouldn't do this on TV, you shouldn't do this on the radio. Well, you know what? Brother Kareem, I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Because, you know, you and I, we nation babies, right?
That's right.
When did the children control when the TV was on? When did that program start?
Talk to me.
Because I don't remember letting the children run my house. And
no, ma'am.
If I had a television in every room, but if I said the television had to be off, it was off. Period. There was no question. It wasn't no, well, I got to sit up here and put a monitor on the TV or get a hidden camera to see what you're watching. No. So, and then when they talk about what they listen to, and all of these children that get all this money, you know, when did we stop taking our children shopping? When did we stop monitoring what our children buy? And then you talk about, you know, well, look at her. My daughter, she walk around in these tight jeans, and where did she get them from? Now, I know sometimes they sneak and borrow their friends' clothes and things of that nature, but I see some children go out the house looking like they finna go on Hoes Row.
Mm.
I'm just keeping it 100. So
yes, ma'am.
I'm like, when did we stop being parents? And so if there was a CD or something on the radio or radio station that I say, wait a minute, this is a little too racy for my children, then it didn't get played in my house. People act like electronics is God Almighty. Hell, they don't cut themselves on.
That's right.
You know, so when you give your child money and tell them to go and get them something or whatever because, you know, they old enough to walk around the corner to the GameStop, then that's what you get. My children didn't go off and buy CDs and DVDs, and I wasn't there. I'm the parent. I control what comes in that house. I control what comes on. So, you know, you don't have to allow that to happen. But what happened is that, you know, television has taken the place of parenting. Television is raising our children. We don't want to be bothered now. And I'm talking to single mothers, and I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. But I know you're burdened. I know you're tired. But it does not take the place of parenting. I know it's easier to sit your child in front of a television and let them watch Nickelodeon. And then one day they watch Nickelodeon, then the next thing you know they watch MTV. Then they watch BET. Then they watch whatever else explicit channel that's coming on, HBO, Cinemax, Showtime. And you have lost control of your child. So sometimes substitute the television for books. Substitute the television for games. And fat as these children are, big as they are now, hell, they need to be outside, running, jumping, playing, exercising.
Come on.
You remember how it used to be when we had to be in by dark?
But we stayed outside all day long.
I could count on one hand in my whole life how many children I heard of had juvenile diabetes in my neighborhood. No such thing. You might have had a little chubby boy, but by the time he was 15, he straightened out mighty nice because we stayed outside. We stayed outside. And now I know it's dangerous, and I know you can't keep your children outside, but my goodness. Some of us need to be outside with them, if you know what I mean. I'm real passionate about children because, you know what, I'm really passionate about that because the worst thing to me that I've ever seen is a young man or a young lady lying in their coffin. That is the worst. That is the worst. They never even had a chance to live. And behavior, when behavior plays a part, it's one thing if they get sick and, you know, and the law calls them home, that's different. But when they lose their life for foolishness, lose their life for tennis shoes and jerseys and nonsense, that is a painful tragedy. But the stain is on us because we have allowed our children to be so loose and so free. It don't always happen like that, but a lot of times it happens like that. And that's the reality. We are losing our children to death. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Kareem, you know where I'm going with this.
Yes, ma'am.
You know where that started from. Because when the white man told you, if you hit your child, you go into jail, we stop disciplining our children.
That's right.
And you let this white man convince you to raise a heathen, to raise a savage. Even the Bible says if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. Okay. Ain't nobody talking about child abuse. But we're talking about a rod of discipline. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said you can't talk to a child in the animalistic stage of life.
That's right. It's just like
training a puppy. First day, first 2 days, you get that puppy, he's going to go all over the house. But you got to do something to let him know that you can't do that. And in a matter of a few days or a couple of weeks or however long it takes, he know to go sit by the door and say, hey, you know, I need to get out and handle my business.
That's right.
But without any discipline, you can't expect to raise God. I beat the hell out of mine, and I tell them, look, if I can't whoop them, you take them. And I get all three of them on the phone. They'll tell you I beat the hell out of them every time they messed up. I mean, not, you know, I didn't abuse them, but they knew that there was a line that they were not to cross. And I wasn't going to let nobody who was not feeding them, who was not clothing them, who was not sitting up in emergency rooms with them, who didn't give them life, tell me what to do with my children. We could all go to jail because that just wasn't going to happen. And we have to take our authority back as parents. Now, if you got problems where you beat your children, then maybe you need to give them to somebody or something. But, no, we're talking about parenting. We're talking about discipline. And that's what has happened to our children. We can't hit them because we're scared to go to jail. I ain't never been scared to go to jail. I go 7 days a week.
Thank you.
That was the case. Okay, I'm through.
All right. Well, Brother Kareem, let me just say one quick thing real quick. I just want all of the listening audience to know I'm not trying to be claim that I'm this self-righteous person. No, not at all. I am a work in progress, and I am trying every day to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And in that process, I am not perfect. I am not claiming that I'm righteous, the righteous man of all. No, that's not what I'm claiming. I'm just trying to stick to topic and be as sincere in staying along the lines of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings as it relates to this music. That's all. Thank you, Brother Kareem.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Reggie.
We know you're straight.
Hey,
we know you're straight.
You know, don't worry about that. All right. We're gonna get into our last song tonight, you know, for those who was, you know, talking about them four corners. Well, you notice we had four songs tonight, so you know we're gonna bring this square on around.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yo, this is Mood Control. Saying you might as well pay attention if you can't afford free speech. Mood Control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill, the pimping of the pleasure principle.
Oh, but we'll be taken lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache, cause it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. You dig? And lo and behold, one's talking with Mood Control.
Epic kind of beer.
Deprogram.
Take
me lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache.
When you're taking epic kind of beer.
The non-profit organization.
George Clinton. I got a complaint. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine. What is it that they wanted to hear?
That's okay. We'll make it up to them next time.
Okay. Yeah, we will. However, as I was saying, that is the title cut from an album or a CD entitled Funkentelechy versus the Placebo Syndrome. And like I said, I mean, if you look, I mean, they built, here's the thing. After just a little more history about it, like I said, they were originally known as Funkadelic. Now, originally, George Clinton It was him and two other gentlemen. They formed what was called back in the day, what they called a doo-wop group, you know, along the lines of, say, the Temptations, Four Tops, you know, that type of thing. And they were called the Parliaments. But they never took off. And the record company that they worked for owned the name. So when George Clinton went in a different direction, and the brother, and believe me, the brother's not a dumb brother. I mean, he actually has, if I'm not mistaken, he actually has a doctorate. But when he went in a different direction, that's when he formed the group Funkadelic, which later on they had the two different genres of music. What we're listening to tonight, Parliament, was more R&B. You hear a lot of horns and things in it. It was designed during the disco era, as it was called. But Funkadelic was more a fusion of R&B and rock. Anyway, what happened was Funkadelic was becoming quite popular. And due to some of their antics on stage, they were actually banned in the United States. Well, after two and a half to three years of them being banned, the company that owned the name Parliaments lost ownership of it, and George Clinton took the name back, dropped the S, and called them Parliament. And that's when he started coming with concepts that were directly related to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He came. They came out. Parliament came out with an album. The first one was called Up for the Downstroke. The next album they came out was called Chocolate City. I don't know if you remember that song, Chocolate City. If you don't, go check it out. Then after Chocolate City, they came with Mothership Connection. And anyone who knew any of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, anyone who knew anything about that, a particular thing, when this came with Mothership Connection, the individual knew exactly what they were talking about. But again, to the general public, it was just good music, had a good beat. A lot of people weren't even really paying attention to the lyrics, even though they were saying them. But now this particular song, Funkadelic versus the Placebo Syndrome, let's just get into those lyrics for a minute. He says, this is mood control, saying you might as well pay attention, you can't afford free speech. Now, you think about that. He's saying you might as well pay attention to what's being said, what's being taught by those who are in knowledge, because you can't afford free speech, because what you're talking about, you don't have the understanding of it, and the evidence that you don't have understanding of it is your progress or the lack thereof. Notice these words, the next set of lyrics. He says, mood control is designed to render, and I'm trying to make it more palatable so that we get an understanding. Mood control, in other words, you've got to learn how to, as the minister has been teaching us, rise above emotion into the thinking of God. We have to learn how to control our moods. Instead of letting this society control our moods or other individuals outside of ourselves to control our moods. Mood control is designed to render understandable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill, the pimping of the pleasure principle or pleasure principle. And what it's talking about here is, when you are able to rise above emotion into the thinking of God, when you are not allowing your emotions to rule you, but indeed you actually use your emotions, which are energy in motion, to more effectively accomplish the things that you desire to do. Like I said, all these ideas. Now, in case you're wondering, he said, ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong. Well, who are the makers of Mr. Prolong? Prolonging meaning to keep something going. So they've been keeping the madness going. The ideas that this society, that those who are in the seat of power, those who are not striving to live according to righteousness, they're striving and doing a very good job at it to live according to wickedness. These are the ideas that they promote in the television, in the music, and even in the literature. I read somewhere that recently they came out with a cartoon that's transgender. I don't know. I would never let my child watch anything like that. But notice what it says. Better known as urge overkill. Yes, they got people are now being, as it says, the pimping of the pleasure or the pleasure principle. Everything is about pleasure. Everything is about how can I satisfy my physical needs or my physical wants as opposed to what God desires for us. Other lyrics they have. Notice this in what's called the hook or the chorus. It says, I'm sure you can relate to this. When you're taking every kind of pill and nothing ever cures your ills. That sounds like a lot of people I know. I mean, they got talk about a medicine cabinet. It is a medicine cabinet. It's actually a drugstore. Other lyrics, they say, truth is not domestically produced. Because, again, look at that word. When they say funk, you just transpose the word truth. Also, if you notice in the background, they were saying program, deprogram, and reprogram, and that's what has to happen. Because everything that they have out here now is designed to program us into continuing to be slaves to them. Finally, the lyric I'm going to go into, it says, heads I win, tails you lose. And as long as we remain the tail, we remain on the bottom, as long as we don't have our heads immersed in what God has designed for us to do, we will continue to be on the bottom. And the final thing I want to share with you is from that wonderful book, Message to the Black Man. It's on page 101 in the chapter entitled The Devil, or the section entitled The Devil, the chapter entitled Devils Fool and Disgrace You. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad states, you are letting the devils fool and disgrace you and are taking you to hell with them. Your God Allah will be happy and will rejoice in feeding, clothing, and sheltering you if you believe. The Bible teaches you that he fed and sheltered Israel in the desert. Exodus 16:12-15. Fear not, Allah God is with us. The enemies of Allah and the righteous are leading you only to evil and indecency, as the Holy Quran teaches you and me. They are pulling off your clothes and showing the world your shame, and you think it is right. They are used to going nude. They have nudist colonies here in America to prove it. 4,000 years ago, all of Europe was a nudist colony. And your little daughters are being brought up to not be shy of indecency. You have them stripped to their trunks, all because the devils invited you to wear such styles of theirs, and you are obeying. This is to tempt the black people in becoming sharers in their doom. Your common sense teaches you that God does not approve of such filth. This should also bring you into the knowledge that the religion, Christianity, so talked and preached of by the white race, is only a bait for you to swallow to become the followers of them, the enemies of God. Your loving and sweethearting with them only means that you are in love with the devils in person, and you are courting death and hellfire. Believe this or leave it. And I want to be clear and clarify, as he said, what they call Christianity, what they teach is Christianity, not the true teachings of Jesus of 2,000 years ago, and not the true teachings of the Jesus that's on the scene today. So before we get out, I hope and pray to Allah that something of what we've shared tonight, I hope we had a little fun, something of what we shared was of a positive nature, and that everyone got something out of it. At least it put some things on your mind as to how important music and the lyrics of music are, and how we must be very careful about what we take in. So having said that, Queen Aziza.
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Yes, ma'am. If you had anything else to say, or if you would please give the lineup and then we can get ready to take it home.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think the webathon for Savior's Day is tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
But due to the fact that Brother Jihad is still out, and we will put up a rebroadcast. I don't know which one yet, but we're going to be putting up rebroadcast. So if you have an opportunity, just stop by and check out our brother. It might be something you hadn't heard in a long time, or maybe something you missed back in the day that he did. But I just want to give a public update. Brother Jihad, as you know, I spoke to him. He called my name. He remembered who I was. And today, he took 70 steps down the hallway of the rehab. Yes. And they are estimating that he will be released from the hospital in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So all praises due to Allah. Our brother is on his way back like no other. So we cannot thank Allah enough for that. And on Wednesday, join us for DJ Black Caesar and Friends at 7 p.m. Central. Thursday, I'll be here with Brother Bill Muhammad and some other prison student ministers. And the topic is going to be boom. The increased population of the prison industrial complex. Crime is down, but incarceration is up. And you would think, well, yeah, crime is down because they got all the people in jail. But no, that's not why. So we'll get into that topic. And on Friday, join us at 8 p.m. with student minister James Muhammad for our live study group. I'm pretty sure he's going to be covering the last segment of The Time of What Must Be Done, and it's found further on the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan's message. On Saturday, join us for Young, Gifted, and Black, and I forgot the topic. It said something about unity and impediments thereof or something like that. And then on Sunday, well, Brother Reginald is on the phone, so Sunday, Brother Reginald, do you want to give us a sneak peek of the topic?
Yes, thank you, Sister Queen Aziza. Once again, it's going to be on theology and the educational paradigm. And, of course, this show, we will be going deeper into Study Guide 21 that was put out by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as a gift for Savior's Day 2009. And we will be discussing also the necessariness to remove our children from the public educational school system and the effects of the public educational school system on our children, including college students. And that is basically what the topic will be. I'll break it down and make it in plug or flyer form for you, Sister Queen, but that is basically the gist of the topic on Sunday.
Okay, and then on Monday we'll be right back here with Brother Kareem on Conscious Black Nation. And okay, let me get my pen, Brother Kareem. Okay, I'm ready. What's the topic?
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Just win. All praise is due to Allah. Well, inshallah, next week on Conscious Black Nation, we will be discussing if a civilized person does not perform his or her duty, what must be done?
Okay. I can answer that right now. We can have that show right now. I'm just joking. But that's my lineup for the week. And I want to thank our listening audience who was very, very quiet tonight. I hope you enjoyed the music, and I hope you learned something, and I hope you go back and check out Parliament and Funkadelic and go back in time and listen to those lyrics and check out the impact that they have on you now, and check out all of the understanding that you didn't have back then. So that's the good thing about music. It never gets old, and it's always accessible. So we thank Allah for the rhythm.
Yes,
So thank you all for joining us once again. May we all be blessed. Join us for the webathon tomorrow if you can. I think it's going to be on NOI.org. I think it starts at 7 p.m. if I'm not mistaken, but always you can check it out on NOI.org, and they will give you all of the information there. May Allah bless us all with the light of understanding as we leave you as we came before you in our nation's greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. One nation, one love. Good night, y'all.
Alaikum salam.
Alaikum salam. Good night, Queen and Brother Kareem.
Good night.
Good night.